Tomorrow, you all, I'm not sure, are aware, is Chaf Ches Iyar. Chaf Ches Iyar in the year Tafshin Chav Zayin, 1967, was the end of the Six-Day War. Many people lost their lives. There were many korbanos, many people, tragic day for many people, many families in Klal Yisrael lost children lost relatives, and it's a bittersweet day in that it was a day when Yerushalayim was taken back, was the reunification of Yerushalayim was taken back, and for the first time for almost 2,000 years, the Kosel HaMaravi was returned to the jurisdiction, to the sovereignty of Klal Yisrael. Amazing, amazing miracle. People who participated in the Melchama will tell you that there were Nisim Giluyim occurred. It is a very big yomtif. Some people, many people will believe that it's a much bigger yomtif, than bigger miracle than even Yom Ha'atzmaut. It's a very, very significant day. In general, Chaf Ches Iyar, the Nes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us back the Kosel HaMaravi. But much more so than that, this year is going to be the 50th year. It's the 50th anniversary. It's Shnas Yovel. And that is an amazingly significant event, that it's 50 years, Shnas HaYovel. Tomorrow, Chaf Ches Iyar, the anniversary of when the Kosel HaMaravi was returned to Klal Yisrael. So in honor of that event, let's discuss just a couple of ideas which caught my attention. I have over here the Sefer called HaKosel HaMaravi. It's a classic Sefer. I have this really probably 10 years. It's written by Rabbi Rabinowitz. He's the one, the main editor of the Sefer. I'm sure you saw the videos yesterday when Trump came to the Kosel. He was escorted by Rabbi Rabinowitz. Yes. And who else?
Yes.
That's the other chief rabbi, correct?
I'm not familiar.
Who is he? Someone told me there were two chief rabbis. No, I think there are two. I think now they have.
Rabbi
Meir, Trump was accompanied yesterday by Rabbi Rabinowitz and by who was the other rabbi?
Somebody from the
president of the Western
Wall Heritage Foundation.
Uh-huh.
And their wives.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, but Rabbi Rabinowitz, many, many years ago, he was the editor of publishing this fantastic, fantastic book. It's become a classic, HaKosel HaMaravi. There's a lot of, besides the pictures, fantastic pictures, the Seidah is halacha, a lot of it is halacha. Of course, the Likud. What's a Shailah? It's a Likud. Everything's Likud. Everything is a Likud today. It's a Likud, the halacha, agada. It's a fantastic, fantastic sefer. And I just want to share with you some things which caught my attention, some things here, some things not. First thing is I just want to, this is my Ha'ara. In the beginning of the Sefer, they make note that there are 45 rows of bricks on the Kosel HaMaravi. Do you ever count? 45 rows of bricks. The truth is, you only can see 28 of them. Okay, 16 of them.
A bit above ground.
You can only see. 16 of them.
16?
Okay. There are 45 rows of bricks. You only can see 17 of them. I'm sorry. 17 of them. 17 are... I'm confused. I'm getting all confused here. Below ground are 17 rows of the old stones. Okay. There are a grand total of 45 rows of stones. From those 45, 28... are ancient. The remainder, the 16 remainder, are relatively new, from modern times. Montefiore, some say a little bit even older, are different tkufos, but the bottom line is, say if you go to the Kosel HaMaravi, if you go down to where the Kosel begins, all the way down below ground, and you count all the way to the very, very top of the Kosel, you will discover there are exactly 45 rows of stones. From the 45 rows of stones, 28 are ancient, and 16 are more recent. From the 28 that are ancient, there are 17 rows below. It goes way, way down. When you come to the Kosel HaMaravi, you're standing very, very high up. Time of the Beis HaMikdash, No one can reach where we stand. There's earth, a lot of earth buried below, and the stones go down 11 rows down below. When you go on the tours, they show you how far it goes down.
In the underpass, along the wall,
all the way down, they show you how far it goes, and it goes down 11. I just want to make a aura of that. The number 45, the fact is, when we go to the Kesef HaRavi, tell you the holy place of 45 stones. Now, the number 45 is a very significant number. Why? In how many kinois Nusach Ashkenaz do we recite? 45 kinois. There are a grand total of 45 kinois. Why is 45 significant? Because when the Navi complains, Yirmiyah complains to the Klal Yisrael, Hashem complains, he says, Al Mo of the Haaretz.
Mem Hei.
Al Mo of the Haaretz. And the answer was because Shloi Berichoi Ba'atara, this question was asked to the Nadim, to the Malachim, to the Tzaddikim, and no one had the answer until HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself had to explain the reason why Al Mo of the Haaretz is because Shloi Berichoi Ba'atara Techila, there was a lack of appreciation for the Torah. The word Ma is a very powerful word when it comes to, it's a Tevia. Hashem is being Tevia. Why did this happen? Where did it come that the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed and the only zecher we have of the Beis HaMikdash is the Kosel HaMaravi? Ma. What happened? Notice the word Ma is a very, there's a lot of similarities between Tisha B'Av and the Seder. The night of Tisha B'Av is going, the night of the Seder is the same day of the week as when it will be Tisha B'Av. Both of them, the most prominent word of Tisha B'Av and the Seder is Ma. Ma Nishtana Halayla Zemikol Halaylas. And what's the question? And just like there's a question on Tisha, on the Seder, Ma Nishtana, the whole Haggadah revolves around the question Ma Nishtana. The entire Tisha B'Av also revolves around the question. What's the question? Ma of the Haaretz. Both of them begin with the word Ma. You come to the Kosel HaMaravi, it's a bittersweet place to be. Okay, Chof Chesir. Hashem has given us back the Kosel HaMaravi after almost 2,000 years of it not being in our hand. We have sovereignty. It's a simcha, like the Seder. You sit around the table with your family. It's a wonderful, wonderful moment in time to reflect, time to appreciate what we have. And yet, the Seder is also, it's a, Vayimoru Eschayehem. I'm sorry. When you come to the Kosel, it's a wonderful experience, but it's also a very powerful reminder what happened here. Why don't we have a Beis HaMikdash? Al Mo of the Haaretz. I don't think it's a coincidence. So when you come to the Kosel, you're staring at 45 rows of stones. 45 rows of stones. As if the stones are speaking to you and they're saying to you, "Nu, Al Mo of the Haaretz." Okay. Next topic. The next topic, let's talk about a kvittel for a few moments. Yes. Yeah.
Point of view.
Yeah.
He added to it.
So those are modern stones.
Did you have anything to do with a 45? Did you think you have that in mind?
No, he didn't have it in mind. Of course not. I guarantee you. I understand Hashkocha Pratis. Yeah. For the last 50 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us the Kaisel. You can come to the Kaisel and there it is right in front of your eyes. And what's in front of your eyes? 45 rows of stones. How did the 45 get there? Some, we have a tradition that was built by David HaMelech, the lower stones, the foundation of David HaMelech. And then there's a time of the Bayis Rishon, there's a debate, the Bayis Rishon, maybe certainly the Bayis Sheni. And then there's a time, the later Tkufa, they have a whole history, exactly, when each layer of stone, it's Jewish history. You go look at the entire Kosel HaMaravi, it's, just like you have a Daf Gemara, you have Rashi, you have Tosfos, you have all the Gemara and the Mishnah, all the different Tekufos. You look at a page of the Gemara, you have the entire Jewish history. You have the Mishnah, then you have the Gemara. The Mishnah came from Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara came from Bavel, Rashi was from France, the Bali Tosfos were from Germany, and then you have other different parts of the Gemara, and all different parts of the Gemara, which are in different parts of the world. And then the joke is, then you have the blank space. What's the blank space? America. America. I was a very nice Jewish, but then Arsul came along, and in the blank space, they put those gray lines. Oh, and those gray lines represent the elucidation of the Talmud. So even America has its own contribution to Jewish history. When you look at the Kosel HaMaravi, each row of bricks represents a different tekufa. The foundation, the traditions is that David HaMelech built himself the foundation. You're going back to the time of the Nevi'im. Then you look at the first rows of stones. Many believe the first rows of stones were put there by, during the time of Bayis Rishon. The Bayis Rishon, that's an earlier, that's the very early period of time in Jewish history. And then it comes to the upper stones, the Bayis Sheni. And then you come to this row of stones that was after the Chorban, this Tkufa, and then there's this Tkufa, and there's this Tkufa, all the way until Mount Ophir, right? And I'm sure the Israelis, they probably put something on the very, very top. What?
Unless you go down the tunnels,
yeah,
all the stones are put there by Hordus. The bias,
yeah,
Maria was much smaller.
A lot of this is the big. I know. But the part that's,
if there was walls that are inside the walls.
Okay, but underneath the castle, we have a tradition. Underneath the castle, you stand by the castle plaza. Those you're looking at Jewish history. Jewish history, the entire spectrum of Jewish history is there from the beginning. See, I'll even photocopy. I'll pass it around here. I'll pass it around for you. Over here, I'll pass it around. Here, it's a photocopy from this book. Is where they show on the left side the colors. They show the colors. And each color represents a different time of Jewish history. And that's besides what's underground, which I'm not even showing you. That is the foundation. Okay, now let's go to another idea. Running out of time, let's talk about a kvittel. A kvittel. There's a minhag Yisrael to put a kvittel in the kosel. Okay, I'm sure we've all put a kvittel in the kosel at some point in time. Trump yesterday also put a kvittel in the kosel. So
once a year, I think they clean it more.
More than once. They clean that twice, three times a year. They clean it a lot. Where does it come, the minhag, to put a kvittel in the kosel? So who's the first one to create a kvittel? So the legend is the first one to invent the concept of a kvittel was the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh, a person came to him and complained to Or HaChaim and says, Rebbe, I have no parnasa, I'm dirt poor, I'm grace at Tsaris. What is going to be? So the Or HaChaim HaKadosh took out a piece of paper and he wrote down Yoinosi Tamosi Rayosi Yofosi. Okay, this is a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Yoinosi Tamosi Rayosi Yoinosi my dove. I should really get a Shir HaShirim. Yoinosi Tamosi. Four different expressions. And then he went on to be Mavakesh. He went on to be Mavakesh, please go and help out this person. This person, he told the Archaim, take this kvittel and bring it to the Kosel, put it in between the stones, and you'll be zoicha to a salvation. This fellow went and he tried his hardest to get to the Kosel. The Archaim was living in Eretz Yisrael. They were in Eretz Yisrael, and it wasn't so far to go. But the Kosel was not under Jewish control. It was hard to get there. There was a terrible, terrible storm, and this fellow went there and he did not succeed. A wind came and blew his kvittel into the wind. And someone found it, and they discovered what it said. It said these beautiful words. It said, Yoinosi. It said these beautiful words, Achoisi Rayosi Yoinosi Tamosi. Avak Shecho Brachamim Lehashpia Parnosa Toivo Leploini Ben Ploini. Okay, so this is the first record we have where a person went and wrote a kvittel and instructed it should be put into the walls of the Kosel Maravi. What?
What year was that?
This was probably about 500 years ago, I imagine, at least.
Yeah.
More, at least five. Or HaChaim, when did Or HaChaim live? He was like from like after the Rishonim.
Right.
Right? So probably 600 years ago, I imagine.
Where is he buried?
Eretz Yisrael, I imagine. I don't know where he's buried. I don't know. He lived in Eretz Yisrael. Or HaChaim HaKadosh. So this is the first record we have of this concept of becoming a kvittel. All I can tell you, Rabbi Yisai, is I think if you ever had a kvittel, you should imitate this. You should write, these are beautiful lashonis. These are lashonis that he's using to describe the chiba to the shechina that is resting in the kosel hamaravi. You should write every kvittel you write in the kosel. There's no question. This is where it comes from. You should begin with the words Achosi, Rayosi, Yoinosi, Tamosi, and then go on to the Mivakish what you need. Okay? If they, you know, I'm sure they Trump asked someone what to write. I'm sure he had someone there, you know. I don't think he did it on his own. He probably asked Jared. He probably asked his daughter, what should I write on the kvittel? So if they would have asked me, I would have told him, whatever you write, it's not important. What's important is to start off the nusach of your kvittel, like the Or HaChaim taught us to start off, with expressions of endearment to describe the Yeshchina with these words in Sefer Shir Hashem. And what I want to point out, what is very interesting, is that in Shir Hashirim, these four terms are not describing Hashem. It's describing Hashem's love for us. Hashem comes to Klal Hashem, knocks on the door, and Hashem says, "No, wake up! Wake up! Achoisi, Rayosi, Yoinosi, Tamosi, I want to come bring the Geula." And we're sleeping. We're sleeping, and the time we wake up, Hashem already left. It, to some degree, it really captures the essence of what the Kaisel is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there at the Kaisel, waiting for us to wake up, for Him to return. Unfortunately, we don't always get the message. Now, I want to make a suggestion. There's another makar for putting. I mean, it's a very nice thing. This is what he did. But where's the makar for writing a kvittel? So I want to suggest. I didn't see this anywhere. It's just my ha'ara. This leads into another idea. Why is it that the Shechina specifically is in the western wall? Why not the eastern wall? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that the Shechina is going to remain by the Beis HaMikdash, when the Shechina left the Beis HaMikdash, we have a tradition, Zaza Shechina Mikaisel HaMaravi. Why the Maravi? Why not the east, not the west, not the east?
The Kodesh HaKadoshim
was near, saying it's near. Since the Kodesh HaKadoshim is near the Marav, so it's the closest wall. Okay, but by Hashem, there's nothing unlimited. You have to go to the closest location. You can go also to the east and the west. The whole Beis HaMikdash was sacred. So some want to say it really comes from the Ner Ma'aravi. I saw this in the Sefer. The only other place we have the significance of Ma'arav is the Menorah. In the Menorah, the Ner Ma'aravi remained lit 24/7. Remained lit, and the Ner Ma'aravi was Eidus Shehashchina Shoyre BiYisrael. So just like we find in the Menorah, the Ner that was Ma'aravi, okay, it was the Western Ner, whatever exactly, that's not for now, we don't have time, but it's called Ma'aravi. Likewise, we see the Shechina has an affinity to the Ma'arav. Eidah Shashchina Shoreh B'Yisrael Memela, when the Shechina was going to stay by the Beis HaMikdash Memela, it's also going to go to the Ma'arav. There's a connection between the Ner Ma'aravi and the Kaisel Ma'aravi. It's Eidah Shashchina Shoreh B'Yisrael. I want to say another idea, I once told this to you in the Shia. When you go to the Beis HaMikdash, you come from the east. When you're coming from the east, we know this halach of seeing Hashem. Shalosh pom bashono yeiroe kol zuchurchas pnei Hashem elokecha. When you come, you should be seen. Hashem's panim. The Mikdash is the mokom hashuas hashchin. The pasuk says beferish. You're coming to see Hashem's panim. Hashem is in the Mikdash facing outwards. Hashem is facing east. When you go to the Kaisel HaMaravi, you're basically standing behind Hashem. You're standing on Hashem's back. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, "Ribono shel olam, hareini no es kivaydecha. I want to understand you, especially to understand the concept of tzaddik v'ra'aloi. The concept of tzaddik v'ra'aloi is in its fullness and its intensity, potency in the times of Golus. In times Shaban, Zman, the days of Shani Kayim, of tzaddik v'ra'aloi, you can go to the Kohen Gadol, Urim V'Tumim, will tell you what's going on. We'll tell you all the secrets." The toigif of tzaddik v'ra'aloi in its potency is certainly the zman of Golus. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we go to the Kohen, when Hashem said to Moshe, said to Hashem, "Hareini no es kvaydecha." Hashem said to Moshe, "Moshe, listen, hinei makoyim iti. There's a place with me. I'm going to put you v'samticha b'nikvas hatsur. I'm going to put you, this makoyim is going to be in the cleft of the rock." Okay? The cleft of the rock, in the crack of the rock. And I'm going to pass over you. And when I pass, I'm going to shelter you. But as far as seeing me, when I come, you're not going to see me. After I depart, you'll be able to look at me from the back. V'ra'isa esachorai uponai lo yeirau. So look what's happening. Moshe, you want to know tzaddik v'ra'alo? You want to understand golos? Golos, tzaddik v'ra'alo? There's a mokoyim iti. I'm going to put you b'nikvas, and that makom is b'nikvas hatsur. I'm going to pass. When I pass, I'm going to cover you, and you're not going to see me. But then I'm going to take away my hand, and you're going to be from the nikvas hatsur. You're going to look. You're going to be able to see me from the back. The Kaisel HaMaravi is the achoyrai. V'ro'iso es achoyrai uponai lo yeirahu. At a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away from us the Beis HaMikdash, the Hashuas HaShchina Sholosh, we don't have anymore, but at least we have. You come to the Kaisel it's a place where, in retrospect, you'll be able to understand the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga, and being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes V'ri'isa HaSacharai with the terminology V'nesaticha B'nikvas HaTzur, is that the right word? B'nikvas? B'nikvas HaTzur, in the cleft of the rack, that's why we put a kevittel in the Nikvas HaTzur. There's a very clear remez association to connect ourselves to Hinei Mokoy Miti. When we want to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to be in that Mokoy Miti, where it's going to be Achorai, and not Panai, Bisman of Churban, Bisman when we're having difficulty. You put a kvittel, you have a tzara. You don't see people putting kvittelach when everything is going well. People put the kvittelach when they got problems, or preventive medicines. Things should not get bad. When you want to understand Tzadik V'Raloi, and you want to, you basically, you are imitating Moshe Rabbeinu. You're imitating the psukim in the Torah of being achorai behind the Beis Hamikdash, b'nikvas hatzur, to cry out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to understand Tzadik V'Ralo, to give us the chizuk to go forward, to be able to be oimin in all the nisyonos of life, to be able to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and He should protect us. V'sakos yeskapi, Hashem should put His hand upon us. So, and maybe that's also why it says v'sakos yeskapi. Why is it the minute you go to the Kaisel? Right? Everyone puts their hand on the Kaisel. That's the minute. That's the minute. Trump also, they taught him good. You put the hand on the Kaisel. Where does it come from? Pasuk. You're imitating Hashem. V'sakosi eskapi. I'm going to protect you. I'm going to put you b'nikva satsur. I'm going to put my hand upon you as protection. Because if you're going to see me in my glory, you're going to die. Lo yirani, as Rashi says. Lo yirani hadam v'chai. I got to protect you. And then when I pass, I'll let you look out from where you're hiding in the cleft of the rock and see me me'achorai. Okay. Now, another quick idea. The Kaisel Hamaravi is considered, this year, let's go back to this year. This year is especially, as we mentioned before, it is the 50th year. It's Yovel. What is Yovel? What exactly is the significance of Yovel? What does even Yovel mean? So Rashi says the reason why the 50th year is called Yovel is because Yovel means to blow the shofar. Cheirus. It's cheirus from chet, cheirus from your freedom. Anyone can live dror, anyone can live now wherever they want. Nothing more than Yovel means a horn. And the 50th year of the Shemitah, you blow the horn to connect yourself to Yom HaKippurim. On Yom HaKippurim, you blow the horn. On Yom HaKippurim, you're free from the Malach HaMavis, from the Chet, from the Yetzahara. There's a degree of freedom that comes in the year of Yovel.
Yovel, the literal translation?
A horn, yes. The literal translation, that's what Rashi says. I'll read you the Rashi. Rashi says, Yovel hi, shon ezos muvdelis mishar shanim, binikivas shem, specification of a name lo levada, uma shema, Yovel shema. Al Shem Tekiya Shofar. You blow the shofar in this year, that's why the 50th year is called Yovel. The Ramban takes issue with Rashi's interpretation. He quotes Rashi, and he says, very nice, but you know something, Ve'enoi Mechuverli. I don't like this interpretation. It's not a shame to say, Bavur Tiyeh Lechem, just because this one year is the Yovel, the whole year is called because of a horn, because they blow the shofar. And then he goes on, gives another number of interpretations, but the one that I want to focus on is what he says at the very end. The Rebbe Eloz, I don't know who this is, he writes the Reish Aleph. Anyone know that? The Ramban quotes a Reish Aleph, I'm not sure who he's quoting, Omar. Ki Yovel Kitam Shiloach. The word Yovel means to bring forth. It's a year when you bring forth. And the pasuk means, what does it mean to bring the lufi daiti? Lo kara kasav yovel al atakiyah. It's now referring to blowing the shofar. Rak al hadaror. It's a shnas daror. Daror means freedom, or it means lashon of dira. You can live wherever you want. You can go back to your ancestral plot. All you have the land that was once yours. You can go back daror, live dira. Go back where you came from. And he goes on to explain. It's called Duror, V'amar Yovel Hi, Sheba Yovel Sheba, this year, Yuval Kol Ish El Achuzoso, you will be brought. In this year, Yovel means to come forth. You will go forth to your where you belong. You will go forth to reach the place where you belong. And he cites examples. Yovel Shai Lamoy, the famous pasuk in Yeshai, that when the Mashiach comes, the Umma Yisraelim will deliver a gift, will grant Yoival Shai La Hashem Tzivakais. He will bring a gift to Hashem Tzivakais. Okay, the Omar Al Yoival Nod. Now this is very fascinating. Now this is prophetic. Last week, no, everything that happens in the week is all predicting the previous parsha, the Maftir. So what was the Maftir of this? What was the Maftir of this? Of Parshas Bichukosah, this Per Shabbos, Boruch HaGever. Okay, this pasuk what we read in this Parsha after in the Haftarah is referring to this Mamish, referring to this week's events. Once in the Mamish, written Mamish for this year, Boruch HaGever, Asher Yiftach B'Hashem, Hoya Hashem Yiftachai, V'Choyod, the Gever that will have faith in Hashem will be Ki'et Shosul Omayim. The Al, this is what the Ramban quotes this pasuk. The Al Yuval Yishalach Shoroshav. And he will bring forth to the Yuval, which in this context means he will send forth his roots to the place of going forth. Let me see how he translates. I don't even have a good translation. The Al Yuval Vishoroshav Mispashtim Eitzel Nachale Mayim. The Al Yuval has a connotation that it goes together with the word Yishalach. It goes together with the word Yishalach, that it's the roots will go forth to a place of water. The lo yirek yavichoyim v'hoyolei ranan. The leaves will be fresh. V'shnas batzeres lo yidok v'lo yomush me'asoyis peri. He will not hold back from producing fruit. Yovel is a contradiction. Mitzad echad Yovel is v'shavtem. To return. That's what happens in Yovel. You return to where you came from. The land goes back. Everything is return, return, return. But yet according to the Ramban, the precise meaning of the word Yovel means to go forth, to move ahead. A time to go forward. That's really what Yovel is. Yovel is renewal. What is renewal? You look back. You on the one hand you go back. You draw from your roots, from the Sharoshim, from your Mesorah, your heritage, your legacy, and you take that in Yovel, Yuval. You have now 50 years of experience, 50 years of uninterrupted tefillos by the Kosel Hamaravi. Isn't it amazing? Chazal say that if you have Tzorah, you daven 40 years, 40 days. If you daven 40 days every single day by the Kosel Muftach, you're going to be granted. We learn from Moshe, the Esnapal Lifnei Hashem Arboim Yoim. If Chazal say you Muftach to be Matzliach after 40 days, Alachas Kam Vakamba, when Klal Yisrael is misspelled by the Kosel for 50 years, 50 years, Doror, 50 years, it's a very special moment. It's where Mitzad Echad, it's reminiscent 50 years to think back. Of the history of Klal Yisrael, the Chesed Hashem of Klal Yisrael, our Sharoshim, the Ovois, but Mitzat Sheni, the fact that we've been here 50 years has given Hashem the Matana, Hashem is making a statement, you now have the Koichos within you to go forward and to do things that you never in your wildest dreams thought was possible. It's a very auspicious moment tomorrow. It's a very auspicious time in Klal Yisrael. We mentioned before that it's the Achorai. The first thing they actually say is that why is the Kosel remain? Why is the Kosel remain there? The Kosel is equivalent to the loose bone. Just like when a person, Rahman Muzachmeyev Eshem, he dies and his body decomposes, and the Chazal said there's one teeny, teeny microscopic bone that is not destroyed, and that is called the loose bone. And from that loose bone, Techias HaMesim, from that grows. It takes root the person Tchias HaMesim. The Koisel is the loose bone of the Beis HaMikdash, of Yerushalayim, of the entire Nisham of Klal Yisrael. And it fits in very well what we said before, is that the Koisel is V'ro'isiyes Achorai Ufanai Lo Yerohu. And what does Rashi say? What will I show you? The Kesher Shel Tilin. Where does the Kesher Shel Tilin go? It goes on the loose bone. The Chazal say that the Kesher Tilin on that bone, that's mamish right on top of the loose bone. The Koisel is the loose bone of Klal Yisrael. From the loose bone comes the Tchia. And the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us the loose bone for 50 years, HaKoisel Biyodeinu, for 50 years, uninterrupted tefillah, the Shoresh of David. The reason why the Kozel was never destroyed was because David built the foundations. David's essence is Va'anis Sefila. I'm the embodiment of Tzfila. And this was his product. And the mail of the Kozel HaMaravi has not gone away. And it's Be'adena for 50 years. This is a revelation from Shemayim, is that the Luzbon is now beginning to regenerate. The Tchiyah is on the way. Tchiyah Sameisim is beginning to unfold. Mashiach is beginning to unfold. There's no other way about it. This is the bracha of at least a little teeny mashu of the significance of what we have in front of us. Mir Hashem, tomorrow we'll do a little bit more other things, a little more to Yerushalayim. We'll maybe continue a little more about the Kaisa.